Redline.
The U.S. private intelligence firm Stratfor released a scandalous forecast stating that Russia would collapse, the EU will fragment, and China will descend into a communist dictatorship. While this isn't the first time that Stratfor has released such controversial forecasts, the gloomy prediction comes amid an increasingly tense information war between the U.S. and Russia, one in which Washington has exerted tremendous pressure on the EU to support. All the while, China and Russia have been deepening their strategic partnership as the West eyes them with leery apprehension. This is what we are going to discuss in our second section, Between the Lines, focusing on the most thought-provoking publications of the week. In Stratfor's decade forecast 2015 and 2025, the company writes that due to the Ukrainian crisis and the plummet in oil revenue that, quote, we expect Moscow's authority to weaken substantially, leading to the formal and informal fragmentation of Russia. The security of Russia's nuclear arsenal will become a prime concern as this process accelerates later in the decade. Pertaining to the EU, the company feels that Mediterranean Europe and countries such as Germany and Austria have completely different behavioral patterns and needs. No single policy can suit all of Europe. This has been the core problem from the beginning, but has now reached an extreme point. The article continues by addressing China, predicting that our forecast is the imposition of a communist dictatorship, a high degree of economic and political centralization, and increased nationalism.
Well, Andrew, really, this is the talk of the week, that Stratford report, and there are many reasons for that, as you understand. There's a good English saying, too good to be true. So if you put it a different way, I would say this is too bad to be true. So what we read in Stratford. But jokes aside, what can I say? You see, when I read that, I had quite contradictory feelings. I can't say that I totally dismiss the report. Some of the problems they are trying to spell out, they really exist when they speak about Russia, European Union. And I agree that such problems exist. But I totally disagree with conclusions which are made.
That's fair to say.
And this is what manipulation is all about. You see, you bring the problem and you put it in a smart way. Really, this is a problem. But then you make totally different conclusion. Since I am the only Russian in this studio, you see, and as you know, the report is devoted to many sections. There's a European Union section, there's Middle East section, there's Russian section. I will speak only about Russia as I see it, you see. The basic why I can't buy the idea of Russian Federation to be disintegrated. Well, the thing is that unlike Ukraine, which is a unitary state, Russia is federation. And Russia has proper balance of the relations between center and the regions. What Stratford report says about Russia and what is the basic reason, according to Stratford, that why Russia should disintegrate? Regions would be more and more independent. They will try just to join, you see, neighboring countries like Far East would look to China, like European part would look to Poland, like that. So, because they have to develop their regional cooperation. Yes, I agree that they are developing regional cooperation, but why all of a sudden they will have to abandon Moscow? That I don't understand. So, other thing. They are speaking about the perils of the economy, which is based on oil supplies. Yes, everybody knows. This is a common knowledge, you see. So there's no truth, and there's no secret in that. But again, why don't they say about Russian economy being diversified? Enormous efforts are put into that. So they simply ignore that. They don't see this. And then all of a sudden, you see such a report which says that Russia would disintegrate. I will tell you that political pundits are such creatures which just earn money on apocalyptic prognosis. And here in Russia, we also have breed of anti-American, political pundits who come up with prognosis like United States will disintegrate into six parts. You
know, yeah, that was Igor Panarin, I believe.
Yeah, like that. Or dollar will cease to exist in 2050. So how credible is that? This is the question. Just to wrap it up, because probably I took it too long. So I think that prognosis have to help policymakers, because policymakers don't have time to think over. They have to take actions. But people who are involved in making reports, they have to bring very accurate analysis.
Yes, well,
and this is what is lacking.
Well, in terms of accurate analysis, I'd like to present the question about the EU to our in-studio guest, Ms. Anna Lyatsu, an independent researcher and author. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You know, I'm sure you've heard about the Stratfor's forecast about the EU. You're from an EU country, specifically Greece, which there's a lot of divisive opinions about. Well, what's your take on this? Will the EU really fragment? Has it already? Is this blown out of proportion? What are your thoughts?
There are many ideas about what is awaiting the EU in the future. First of all, I was listening carefully to what Sergei said, and I would like to say that I have a very good friend. She's Russian, and she's from Yakutia, and she told me that when she was a child at school, they were taught that the whole region where she was living could be compared territorially with the territory of the United States, but the population was about 1 million people. Now it really sounds strange. How would those 1 million people live without a center? Talking about the decentralization of Russia, first of all. Now, continuing this, I would like to say that according to a Stratford report, Germany would collapse and Poland could take place instead of Germany. Now, my question is, what could be the resources for Poland to take the first place in Europe? Let's imagine Russia. Let's imagine my friend from Yakutia, and let's ask her whether the resources of Russia could be compared to the apple resources from Poland. I mean, that's a good question. Yes, Poland has a number of factories, German factories. They produce cars and whatever, and this is where people receive their job and get their money from. So I would rather, it rather sounds strange to me that Germany would be the first country to collapse. Talking about the European Union, well, yes, there are some ideas that the European Union, as it exists right now, might change. But this does not mean destruction, actually. First of all, there are sounds from the left movements, European movements, or from the right European movements, who support the idea of returning to basic ideas of the European Union. First of all, it is equality. You remember the Greek elections that happened on the 25th of January, and after Syriza victory, the first thing that the new Greek government did was they wrote a document to Ms. Mogherini saying that Greece and Cyprus do not agree with the European decision to widen the sanctions against Russia without asking Greece or Cyprus. Now, what is happening? We can see that many European countries are actually losing their equality status within the European Union. And if we talk about this, of course, many people in Europe hope that this situation would change. Common people do not wish unfortunate to the Germans, they wish fortune to themselves. And yes, Europe has many problems. There are differences in viewing the situation. And there are voices that in the future there might be different blocs. There is an idea that there might be an Anglo-Saxon bloc around the United Kingdom. There might be a Mediterranean bloc around France, and there might be other countries that will be forming a third bloc without any center, specific center.
Red Line. So I get another European perspective on this, and I'd like to once more invite Mr. Frank Essman, prominent author and radio producer from Copenhagen, onto our program. Welcome back, Mr. Essman.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming back on. So, you know, we're discussing the Stratfor report, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm sure you probably heard on Ms. Liatsu's comments about the EU, and I'm wondering, are there any other official forecasts, like other than the Stratfor forecast, that might conflict with this doom and gloom scenario of the EU just splitting apart, or Russia completely collapsing?
Well, first of all, I think the Stratfor report is over-dramatizing things. I simply do not believe that Russia will collapse within the next 10 years. I don't believe that the European Union will collapse in the next 10 years. And I certainly don't believe that the predictions about Germany being even weaker than Poland. So I have some very serious reservations about the report. Of course, what it builds on tendencies. And there's no doubt that when it comes to Russia, let me take that first, with a contraction in the Russian economy of 5%, heavy sanctions, inflation 15%, etc., and the present situation, generally speaking, yes, Russia is in a crisis, and Russia is under pressure. On the other hand, Mr. Putin has 80% of the people behind him and a reasonably stable situation politically. So, no, I don't think Russia will basically evaporate. And in the European Union, as you just mentioning yourself, yes, there are different opinions. Yes, there are factions, discussions, but the dissolution of the European Union, no.
Okay, thank you very much for your assessment, Mr. Espin. We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go because we have Mr. John Helovic, a Finnish economic and political analyst based in Moscow, on the line.
Red Line.
Mr. Helovic, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, hello. Nice to be with you.
Hi, thank you. So, you know, we're discussing the Stratfor report, and being that you're Finnish, I noticed that there was actually a Finnish component that Karelia will try to integrate with Finland, for example, when Russia has this massive implosion that they're predicting. What do you think about this Finnish component as well as the whole prognosis of Russia collapsing and going in all directions?
Yeah, well, the whole report should be seen as a program platform as a rallying call for the new world order to establish the Western or U.S. hegemony over the world. So, you know, it's not any real analysis. It's a collection of propaganda statements and what those people that stand behind these circles want to achieve. So this Karelia fits in here as a piece. There is this wholly fictional idea that there would be some Finnish Karelia that would like to rejoin Finland. Yes, part of Karelia has been prior to the Second World War a part of Finland, but the population there today is are Russians, and there is no sentiment there among people to join. But I think this is meant as a bait and as an incitement to Finnish nationalists to see that if you join our program, this Stratfor program or CIA program, then you will have the benefit of acquiring this land base.
Okay, well, thank you very much, John. Unfortunately, we're at the tail end of our program, so we're going to have to let you go. But thank you very much for your assessment on that. I think it's very informative to our listeners to understand the informational intent behind this Stratfor report. Thank you very much. And as Mr. Helovic was speaking, I noticed that our in-studio guest, Ms. Anna Lyatsu, seemed like she had a comment. Anna, can you please address what you wanted to say?
Yes, commenting what Mr. Helovic has just said, I would like to say that really the Stratfor report doesn't seem as an analysis, and I would like you to remind the Greek situation. If you remember the 2009 and 10 reports, Greece's rating was downshifted by a number of rating agencies, and that was a political decision. As far as I know, something similar is happening to Russia and with Russia. Standard & Poor's and Moody's are downshifting Russia in their ratings. Now, I would say that the Stratfor report reminds me those biased rating agencies' decisions, which does not actually show that Stratfor report is a serious document.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like there's some manipulation going on with that, and it seems like all of our guests have kind of come to a consensus that's what's happening. But since we've run out of time for this section, I'd like to thank everybody for participating, beginning with you, Ms. Anna Lyatsu, an independent researcher and author who was our in-studio guest, Mr. Frank Esman, prominent author and radio producer from Copenhagen, and last but not least, Mr. John Helovic, a Finnish economic and political analyst based in Moscow. Following in our program, we have British Teens and Jihadi John, one-way ticket to jihad. Stay with us.